All right, I'm calling it. Most disturbing film ever made. It is
your
Move Over the Exorcist. That's the achievement in horror.
Yeah.
No one's scarier than that, with the possible exception of Freddy 6.
Final Destination.
Yeah, whatever it was called. And then the final words are, "Kidge, huh?" And then he blows up.
The
You've
song-
got to see that. That's a comical masterpiece, actually. Yeah. It's unfair to compare them.
Yeah, that is. But
the song's actually song is decent. Amazing.
Hey, it's
the
an awesome song.
The song's good, but your mate's flaccid penis thrusting as if he was having sex, and one nipple is freaking the fuck out of me.
And the fact that he has two upside-down crosses on his body.
They're really there.
He's out. Oh, my God.
They're on forever.
I don't know why Satan's cool all of a sudden, but I just want to make a public announcement.
He's not.
Do you
want to
turn
guy.
On damnation? I mean, what is this? At some point in history, the cross went from the right way to the wrong way. I mean, you've just been absolutely been doing handstands.
Handstands aren't cool.
Moral handstands.
Teenage Jesus.
No, it's so intense. It's a great song. It's a shout out.
He's Hedge killing Fund it. True Romance.
He's killing it.
Look it up
song.
Because it is.
But Jordan
incredible.
Is like unbelievably disturbed by it. I've never seen. I'm pretty sure like.
It's
you
because I'm
up?
Just a Croatian peasant. As soon as I see upside down crosses,
I'm kind
that's
of the
when
same.
I get nervous.
I'm kind of the same.
I've lived through communism. I know what hell on earth is like. I just don't want it in the afterlife.
How much is that just like what, you know, our grandparents warned of postmodernism? It's like, it's all going to crumble. You're just it's just a realization that's come to you and it's scary.
Yeah. Since when did like harvesting potatoes not be cool?
Like 400 years ago, I think. But like still.
Were they
well, no one told me.
I think the only time harvesting potatoes was cool when you were starving and you just found a potato.
Yeah, hashtag I'm hungry.
All right, Kumara, whatever. Point is, get roots out of the ground. That's the first tip of the day. And there'll be plenty more with that.
There'll be a lot
from.
More.
All to do with agriculture.
Well, this is the agriculture pod.
It's the shittest part of the Easter show in audio form.
We got wood chopping as well. You can't see it, but you'll hear a lot of that chink sound.
The pin hitting.
And
I already
wood chopping.
Mainland version of wood chopping is this, isn't it?
Hey, you go wood chopping.
And I already know Tasmania's going to win.
Yeah,
why
always.
Do they always win?
That's all they got going.
Because they cut down 10,000-year-old trees. That takes a lot of manpower and moral resolve.
Do they still do it with an axe manually?
No.
No, but they also win the chainsaw one hands down as well, which you think, how does a human being win a chainsaw competition?
It's so weird.
Isn't it just like Husqvarna versus like John Deere?
Oh, it's like the brands. It's whatever it company has the most effective chainsaw will win.
It must just be like cycling where it's who has the best steroids.
Isn't that really sad?
Oh, I actually saw that documentary. Did you watch the new documentary? It's creating a buzz.
Really? A buzz?
Yeah, it's creating a buzz. It's basically just about Lance Armstrong's...
Is it called You Spin Me Right Round, Baby Right Round?
I wish
it was. I'm pretty sure that's a song.
No, is it called Two Balls Deep? I'm pretty sure he got his...
snippy. I can't remember what it was called. I was very sleepy and someone made me watch it.
Yeah, it probably was called The Ball Boy.
The important thing is it's sad.
No,
that
but it did win like the Oscar for Best Doco.
Really?
Whose phone is that?
It's not mine. Sorry, teacher.
Not only was it on, you also lied. Well, that's the end of your
mic line. Off. Wrong mic.
No. Ali is going to wear your punishment. So you feel more guilty about what you did, Miss.
Oh, God. He's like, he's going to be a good dad.
Yeah, he's going to be a good dad. Just
punishing,
what, punishing the immigrants.
Punishing the wrong kid? Hey, it's brutal. It's definitely
it's
brutal.
It's just psychologically damaging. It's not good.
It's appropriate. It's what it ought to be.
It's actually one of Jordan Peterson's number one rules in life, which is no matter what you do, do not punish someone when they're good. And I just thought, Oh, I misspelt the last part of that good. Yeah. All right, let's go
evil.
On with that.
Thought you were saying God.
What were we talking about for the first segment? Oh, of course.
Yes.
So moving on from that artistic triumph, which is Hedge Fund's True Romance, it's really the modern day equivalent of Dante's Inferno. It'll give you nightmares like people in the 1600s went, a poem about the devil.
Yeah. You'll see
that. You'll see that. You'll see a demon animated.
You'll see our mate just running around naked in the cornfields. next to your house. I assume you live near a cornfield.
What a sight. I can't wait to see that.
He's done that multiple times, I'm sure.
If Will in his past life wasn't a devil that used to run around in cornfields and sour pilgrim's milk, I don't believe in reincarnation.
How is souring milk such a divisive... I turned it into yogurt. I basically made the process of yogurt quicker for you, so you just help me out. Yeah.
Can't be turned into butter now.
That's why.
Yeah, true. I've already got some yogurt.
Now all I can get is I can't believe it's not butter, which definitely was around in the 1600s.
The original inception.
Now, this song, everyone out there, write in with angry complaints if you disagree, because I gave to one of the hosts, one of the listeners of the podcast, not one of the hosts, and you never will be, mate, whoever you were.
Okay, that's not the right
answer.
You
don't have what it takes. You can't look up shit on YouTube and talk about it.
You can't sit around and do a job not that well.
Unlike Miss Love, who was just scratching his nose a second before. all right, so I gave him the task because he was saying he's trying to pinpoint the exact moment.
Which is amazing, by the way. Sorry, I didn't let you finish, but I'm just so amazed that I can't let you finish.
Why?
Just finish. Now you can finish.
Thank you for your permission, Miss Love. That was very important. Okay, so what we need is we asked someone months ago to come up with the exact moment where Miss Love started saying, "I've almost finished this amazing book called Death of the West."
By Pat Buchanan.
And I remember that he was 30 pages away from finishing. How long did it take him? 30 days. A day per page.
It was a dense book.
It was like he was reading A Brief History of Time, except for it was a Fox News contributor just going, I really don't think that tacos are a good enough trade off for not having a wine.
In my defense, it was a dense book. You didn't finish it.
Yeah, but I didn't really start it either. I just listened to him in the first couple of things of him just being like, and you know what else annoys me? Why does coffee come with a cup in the beginning? I was like, this
Lies.
Is just an 80-year-old Seinfeld.
Lies. It was too hard for you. Don't lie to me. Cried when you realized you couldn't get past chapter 3.
Cried?
You were so upset with yourself.
God, you do not think much of me.
Are you going to finish it, though?
Nah.
Why?
Because... as I've said, everybody out there, don't bother with Death of the West. This guy tried to as well, and this is more solace to you. It is the non-fiction version of Moby Dick. Really hard to finish.
It is really rewarding. It is.
So months ago, we asked if someone could look up the exact point when
Miss
Love first said that he's about to finish Death of the West.
Did he actually do it?
And he did.
This champion of a man, his name is cross-referenced.
This better not be.
Well, all right. So Jordan, just read out. Play the music first.
But yeah,
play
because this music encapsulates Miss Love's soul.
It's so good.
This is it. When Miss Love dies. And you know how you just become, what is it, like 7 milligrams lighter and they think that that's your soul escaping? This song will just play at the moment of his death of him just being like, I love you, Mom. And then this will play. The Beavis and Butthead theme. Okay. I'll say it in Beavis' voice.
Hey, Friendly Geordie's podcast crew. After a bit of research and a few weeks back, I've uncovered just how long it took Miss Love to finish Death of the West. I mentioned to Jordan that it had been looking into when I met him at his live show in Sydney. And finally, I've presented my findings. The first mention of his reading of the book seems to be in episode 104.
Sorry, this is almost the right voice, but it has to be the classic nerd voice of someone who collects way too many Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yeah.
Episode 104, Trump Strikes on Syria, where Jordan jokingly mentions it. From the comment, it sounds like he had begun to read the book at least sometime before this episode.
This guy's a legend!
Lachlan!
Shout out to Lachlan!
Shout out, you legend. And also, change your voice to this. Go into hormone therapy if you have to.
The first to mention I could that clocked it in about 9 to 10 months that Miss Love had quote nearly finished Death of the West.
9 to 10 months.
Yeah, essentially like a school teacher's working year. You should have just been a substitute teacher going to the kids going like, "Oi, No talking. I'm on some busy business here. Yeah, migrants do suck.
I thought it'd be longer. That's
No, that's the time when you were about to finish.
Oh, shit, so that's not it.
Yeah, you haven't
No. You started in episode 104, so okay. We need to find out when that was.
Okay.
So you started reading it sometime before that.
Oh, wow.
Love the pod. You guys are hilarious and informative. Hope to catch the next Sydney show of Malcolm Turnbull Part 2, and I definitely be going to check out all of Ali's new restaurants when they open. Keep it up, fellas. Matt. Lachlan.
Yeah, Matt.
Lachlan Strong.
Lachlan Strong.
Round of applause.
What a champ.
Absolute legend.
Absolutely. And
that's
because,
dedication.
And yes. Because he mentioned this, just a quick side note.
Free
I am looking for someone who is willing to volunteer to paint graffiti or some artwork on one of the walls at the restaurant. So if you are keen on doing that, hit me up on cheeko1992@gmail.com. It's basically free labor, but if you do it, then Miss Love will give you a Remy. And he's already agreed to this.
Yeah. I think that's some sort of a like tour of regional part of New Zealand, I assume. A Remy.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So Miss Love's giving you one.
I think that's what it is. And I'm happy to do that. I want to show the people the beautiful, majestic lakes.
I guess that's kind of
just
sense.
Think of lakes as a metaphor for anus.
What? What are you talking about?
No, nothing.
That's disgusting.
What were we talking about next?
We were going to play this amazing game.
Now, where was I? The podcast.
Get that shit up, Jordan.
I'm sorry. We have to mention it. Okay, so before, on my self-help channel, God, this is just turning into a Denos Direct show. It's just advertising
pathetic.
From beginning to end. How
pathetic.
Mad Lachlan is. Ali's new restaurant. That's the most egregious one by a mile. This is just a total abuse of power.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. We are Studio
that's
10.
That's why I joined this podcast.
Actually, then again, yeah, my new self-help channel so I could just do my self-help show again.
God. We claim to be fighting the power. We are Studio 10. I'm whatever his name is. You're Waleed Ali.
No, he's Joe Scatterbone.
Who's
that's
that?
Ali. He's basically just a Pakistani Joe Scatterbone.
Who's Joe?
It's just that guy that's like, I've never left a synagogue except for to be teleported to Studio 10. But I secret access device, because if I stay out of there too long, I will dehydrate.
I'm that guy.
That's you.
Prayer.
Who am I?
You're Carrie Bickmore.
No, you're thinking of the wrong thing.
What do you mean?
You're thinking of
the
cool
project.
Version of Studio 10, the project.
Wait, sorry. Of course, Studio 10's the show, that horrible show in the data. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's my show, so fuck off.
Yeah. And there'll be no more Studio 10 bashing on this show.
I'm sorry. I'm
turning Ali's mic off again.
Just bring back Bert. That's all I want. Bring him back.
I'm pretty sure he has Alzheimer's. I don't think he can.
That would be a better show.
You're right.
He'll think it's 1957
still. The show turns from Studio 10 to Who's My Wife Again?
Yeah, no. It'll be like, welcome to Studio 10 at least 25 times during the show. So where's my monologue again? You already did that, sir.
Right, you're listening to Bert Newton Up Late. That was in 1987 when that show went off, Bert.
It did. What year is it now?
1990.
Yeah, just fuck with his head. I mean, he'd enjoy it. Anyway.
Now, the most important thing is to vote out Paul Keating.
He's a ramshackle. He doesn't have horrible economic manager. He's not going to do well for this country.
He's the worst.
Look, I don't trust anyone who doesn't have a comb over. That's probably a really good... You'd probably be more right than wrong most of the time. If it comes to anything to do with paper and bureaucracy, hire the guy that looks like his head is a hard-boiled egg.
Yeah. And is wearing Reebok sneakers.
White
every
sneakers.
Every time.
Can we talk about our first segment?
Horrible. All right,
horrible.
Years of podcast has definitely taught us how to transition smoothly.
Yeah, Dan was direct.
So this is a game. All right, so this is a game that I came up with, and I'm quite proud of it because it's extremely intelligent. So what
it'll
I'm
be
gonna
available
do is,
at your restaurant. No.
So it's called Are you tall enough to swallow cardboard?
Sorry, there was a massive pause there, and I freaked out and did that classic techie thing of there being no sound at all, so I just started fiddling.
It's like something's gotta work. So this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna throw five names at Miss Love.
Yep.
And Miss Love is going to tell me if these people are either taller than 5 feet and 2 inches, okay, or shorter.
Okay.
And if he gets a score that is lower than 3, then he has to eat a 5 by 5 inch piece of cardboard box and swallow it.
It's probably more nutrients in that than the red rooster we just ate, so it's not really a loss.
Probably, because I think my sandwich did have cardboard
in it. You
just
can't stop knocking everything I love, can you, Miss? Studio 10 and now Red Rooster. What else is there to go? Paul's Warehouse, that's it.
Alright, so now for those people that don't understand inches and
can you
feet?
Put it down though? I'm not into how much you're holding the cardboard. You're just like,
all right, I'll hold the cardboard. And I'll put it much closer to his head.
Smell it. Thank you. It's appetizing.
Oh, give it back.
Give it back.
There's too many dogs in our house, and so he's getting his influence not off human beings anymore.
We do live with just 7 dogs. We're it's their house more than ours now.
Right, I shouldn't have become your... This is what you should put up for in Gumtree.com for any housemates in the future. It should just be this. Do you like utter insanity? That's living with you.
Yeah. And
it's
the
just a constant sound in the background of really loud electric guitar with dogs looking for constant approval of like, you know I exist, right? Yes.
Hey, one of those
it's
is Bert yours.
It's Newton in mammal form.
Well, you are part of this problem. You have
that
the,
is one third
you have
of them.
The biggest, most alien-like looking dog, so don't put it all on me, George.
The house has more dogs than humans I now. Know. It's their house.
It actually is. And at any given moment, they'll just headbutt each other out of the way. But we digress. If anyone wants to come to the Freak Show, 62 Academy Street.
Don't say where you live.
That's so smart. So intelligent.
Come one on, come all. Firebombs,
dude, as
whatever.
As if anyone's going to come to Lithgow.
Yeah, I
challenge. No, because that's
them.
The thing, is there would definitely be some dude working in the KFC here that'll be listening to that being like, I do know where that is. Now to use the deep fry to etch that into my skin, that's not weird.
Listen, I want a guy that's that dedicated to his job to rock up,
yeah,
all right?
You can have him.
You just want the chicken, don't you?
It'd be a bonus.
Like, maybe you can tell us why Lithgow KFC is so shit. All right,
yeah,
so
well,
the first celebrity. Yeah. So by the way, they're all female celebrities. So 5.2 inches is the height that you've got to say either above.
5.2 meters, you mean?
5.2, five
no,
feet,
inches.
2 inches.
Danny DeVito. Listen to him.
5 feet, 2 inches. They're not all part of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids cast.
Yeah.
5 feet, 2 inches. All right. So first one, Hillary Duff.
And am I saying is it...
Lower or higher?
5 feet, 2 inches. Lower or higher than 5 feet.
And also, just because this is the podcast, you also have to answer, would you bone her?
Yeah, yeah. obviously,
would you rather get a head job or do anal with her?
Yeah. I'd obviously bone her because Lizzie McGuire was mad. And I'm going to say lower.
In the chub or in the boose?
Boose.
Yeah, you're a puss, man.
Yeah, I am a traditionalist.
Yeah, you seem.
I am a traditionalist.
You do really like reproducing, don't you?
All right, so the queer answer is, you would bone her. That's also the correct answer. Everyone would want to bone her.
Well done, Miss Love.
The other correct answer is that, yes, she is lower. So she's
very nice.
5 feet, 1.5 inches.
Yeah, well,
I'm changing my mind. I don't want to bone her.
Now, she wears like... Why?
Isn't she just legally a midget if she's shorter than 5'2"?
No, but she wears heels. And now she's like, her body's... So she
yeah, but a
be...
midget could wear heels as well. Just what's like a, 7 feet tall stilettos. The old, like, can I be on the basketball team?
The old midget beef. What's wrong with midgets? Are you midgetist?
I think I am.
Yeah, you are. There's no question.
I'm pretty sure I do hate midgets.
Yeah, you do. Unequivocally.
Yeah, everyone's got their thing in life. Just like how all the dogs in our house... So one of them really hates huskies for some reason. Mine hates wombats. And another one of them hates toilet rolls. We're all in on it.
Yeah, my dog hates everything because she eats everything. Grass, dirt with grass on it.
That means she loves everything. All right, so you've got 1 point there.
Okay.
Second celebrity, Lena Dum Dum.
Oh, God.
Higher or lower? And would you bone her?
Oh, God, I would rather bone John Howard.
Who wouldn't? That wasn't the question, Miss Love.
Yeah, stop saying obvious shit.
And I'm also talking about the actor as well. I'd fuck both John Howards over Lena Dunham.
I don't know the actor.
The one that was in All Saints for ages, and they'd say, like, Big Mir, if you got to, let us go to the hospital quicker.
I don't give a shit. Budget's tight.
He was pretty much the detective in every 80s cop show that was going, yeah, I'm not doing things by the book. But they transferred that to a hospital and was like, can you be a little more humane? This isn't a cop shop.
Go Screen right. Australia.
As if you wouldn't tap him.
I tap him. I would not tap her.
So you would not tap
no,
her?
No, right, bro.
Lower or higher?
I think that's the correct answer as well. Who would you'd have sex with Lena Dunham?
I'd have
Ella?
Sex.
Yeah, of course.
What?
Because she looks sort of like Rachel Maddow. If she ate nothing but KFC for a
year. Oh, God. That's really accurate, isn't it?
Extra piece of bacon, please, just because I'm a piggy myself.
What's the
5.2.
Higher.
Fucking hell, yes, she is. 5.3 is, to be precise, Lena Dunham.
This is Lena Dunham's mind, this song. And just every now and then, just a screensaver shot of Hillary Clinton coming in from a diagonal angle, just with that really creepy smile she has.
Like a screensaver.
And then tells her to do all the fucked things she's done in her life. Like, yes. Just like, tell your sister to masturbate in front of you.
Oh.
I'm with her.
God. Next. See that homeless man? Don't give him any money. Because if he really wanted to, I mean, help himself.
So you lose a point for not wanting to bone her, though.
No.
Yes, you do.
No, it's tough. Whatever.
You lose a point for not wanting to bone her. I mean,
he is the quiz master.
The rules are of this game aren't exactly concrete tight as it is. So whatever.
Yeah, this is a dictatorship, bitch. So yeah.
Miss Love,
but like a crap one, like Willy Wonka's running the show.
Augustus Snowsberries
taste like snowsberries.
All right, so you lose 1 point because the correct answer was you do bone Lena Dunham. So anyway, but you were right.
Can we get a consensus on that? Does anyone on earth agree
with
Ali?
Ali is wearing a Move FM shirt. Yeah. He makes up the rules.
And like, if you have a problem, it's look true. Up the terms and conditions of this thing.
We're all wearing fucked shirts at the moment. Ali is wearing a Move FM shirt that was definitely made in 87. Miss Love is wearing a shirt that informs everyone that he has been to Darwin. All right?
Just says,
don't you forget.
Darwin, Australia. And Jordan,
I've seen things in life, all right? And Jordan I've seen a place that has shit houses in it.
Jordan has a photo of himself.
I've got my face on my shirt.
Yeah, dude, that's
weird.
I can't believe you're okay with walking about with your own face on your shirt.
Not okay, more than okay.
Ridiculous.
Just feel like this.
All right. Third God. One.
Yeah.
Melissa Doyle.
Who's that?
Would you bone her? Oh, well, I think the answer is that everyone would bone her. Like, as if anyone would say no to that.
Melissa Doyle.
Well, I'm just going to have to, a la Joe Rogan, Google that shit,
yeah,
Gene.
Yeah, yeah. Get her up. Get her up.
As if, Jordan, you don't know who Melissa Doyle is.
No.
Oh, man. I'm pretty sure that if I got Alzheimer's, I would forget my mum before I'd forget Melissa Doyle.
Jesus. Melissa Doyle, is she on Married at First Sight?
No.
More or less, though.
More or pretty much, but like she...
Oh my God, not her.
What do you
mean? Wouldn't have sex with Melissa Doyle.
Oh, no, I would. Gorgeous. I would. No, I would, but it's just very scary
goddess.
Woman. That's Jesus, Ollie. You need to get your fucking priorities sorted out. Lena Dunham and her.
No, just like, I'm just...
It's amazing how in every single shot she just looks like she's had an argument with her kids about going,
I told you, we're not getting Marmite. It's too expensive. You're going with Vegemite sandwiches.
Was she the main character in the Babadook that we watched?
Nah, she's a news presenter.
No, I know. She's Koshy's left-hand girl. I know her.
Not anymore.
Oh.
She got fired because she's not hot anymore, which is a joke. And they replaced her with a chick that is like a way less hot version of Melissa Doyle.
And she was nice. I used to wake up every morning watching Sunrise because my mum unequivocally had it on. And I was too lazy to press a single button to like watch cartoons. So I watched her. She was really nice. She was a genuinely nice person.
So would you bone her or not?
Yeah.
And taller or shorter?
Then what? What is it again?
5.2 inches.
I'm going to throw in my 2 cents here and say that she's 7'9".
I'm going to say
close.
Yeah, she's taller than that.
Yeah, she is taller. She's actually quite tall. She is almost 5'8".
I'm good at this.
That's a perfect height for a woman, isn't it?
I think I've found my niche in life, guessing women's heights. Can that be, can I monetize that? Maybe I can just stand on the side of the road in the QVB and be like, you there, you. Do you want me to get your height? Let me get your height. How much is that? 50 cents.
I'm pretty sure you could, to be gay and wear nothing but satin for the rest of your life. Are you willing to do
that? Yes.
Cool, because I'm pretty sure that you could be on the show After Sunrise, the morning show with Larry Emder and whoever the fuck that other chick's name is. If anybody can come into the podcast and write into me and say that they know the name of the chick that has been with Larry Emder for 10 years,
what show?
If they know that woman's name off the top of their head,
what show?
I'll give them a prize. I'll give them Ali's restaurant. I'm that confident no one knows.
And that's a binding contract, so it'll be yours.
God, such huge promises today. So someone's getting a rim job off of Miss Love.
Yeah, you'll get to see the Alpine Lakes.
Please stop using beautiful imagery as a metaphor for buttholes.
I'm not using it as a metaphor.
You're going to have to lick someone's asshole. That's what's happening here.
I keep telling you, we're not in Pakistan anymore, dude.
You can't.
You have to
just
adjust.
Because you're rich doesn't you mean you can adjust. Get people to lick other people's asses here for a dollar.
Your customs aren't the same as our customs.
Well, what do you mean? Rim job was invented in Australia.
No.
Dude, like one of the
Australia, Pakistan.
One of the chicks I matched up on Tinder, her profile just said, if you ain't into Rimmy, swipe left.
Yeah, that's true.
And that was in Lithgow, born and bred.
Yeah, let's be honest. Probably was created here. Yeah.
I bet you that's how she gets pregnant as well, licking someone's anus.
God, I want out of this
that's
pod.
What she tells it.
I am done.
No, you're here forever, Miss Love. Now eat this cardboard.
I'm not eating shit. I'm winning.
Okay, so the next woman, Michael J. Fox. Would you bone him? And is he taller than 5.2 or short?
Jesus Christ. I guess I would.
You'd bone him.
Yeah, I guess I would.
You'd bone Back to the Future kid.
He's a sweet guy.
He's got Parkinson's disease. Yeah. It seems really fucked having sex with anyone who's Parkinson's.
Think of it this
I suppose
way.
They're just a pussy fleshlight,
aren't
they?
If you do bone him, you would have to do very little work. He'll just be moving the whole time.
Oh, you guys are despicable humans, both of you. You're as bad as each other.
That's fine.
Horrible.
I've got Parkinson's too.
That's really, really mean, Mish Love. Now, whip out your cock.
I'd say yes, and I'd say he's lower.
Yeah, that's the correct. The first thing is correct. You need to bone him, and the second thing's wrong. He's actually 5.3.
Shit.
So 5'3", so just a little above.
Damn.
All right, the last one. The last one, ladies and gentlemen, is... you know what? The last one needed to be Fifi Box, but what is a tragedy is that I tried to Google her height and no information, only her weight. Just
Fifi
people
Box.
Like, too fat... 2'10",
Jesus.
No height whatsoever. Unfortunately, I feel...
Well, that's just the world we live in.
Well, that's what happens
so
when
we had
you
to change.
Aren't that famous.
Last minute adjustment.
Yeah.
Danny Minogue.
Ooh. She could be right on the cusp. I think you'd have to go into millimeters when it comes to Danny Minogue to figure it out.
I mean, Danny Minogue's not a bad looker, so you know the answer to the first part, but... 5.2. I mean, Kylie Minogue is like 1 foot. I reckon he's trying to trick us, and I reckon it'd be like right on the cusp.
Either that, or she's as tall as Centerpoint Tower, and she just looks really small on camera.
I'm going to say under, though.
Wait, no, okay, so first of all, would you bone her or not?
I just said.
Yeah.
Oh, you do, okay.
Even though she does look exactly like Pinocchio, she's still really hot.
All right, okay. So you would bone her.
Yeah.
Wrong answer for me, but anyways.
Wrong answer?
Yeah,
your
know.
Taste
doesn't
in
it,
women is retarded. Like... Absolutely.
Yeah, you just have a thing
fucked.
For lesbians, Ali.
You have
no,
a thing
like,
for
she has short
fucked
hair,
bitches.
Which is probably one of the reasons why I never fancied her.
Lena Dunham
short hair.
Short hair.
Yeah, like maybe the...
No. You
have,
like women
X-Factor?
With short hair, Ali.
No.
You like...
Excuse me,
you
sir.
Like Rachel Maddow and like annoying, dumb Rachel Maddow, Lena Dunham.
Exactly.
I don't like Lena Dunham, and I probably would not have sex with her either.
Oh,
he's
you can't backtrack
you're
on this pathetic. Look, take your shirt off, Ali. That's all we're saying.
Show us your cock.
Someone got to whip their dick out.
Okay, lower or higher?
All right,
lower.
Well, if you push his arm.
Don't do it.
Oh, fucking hell.
I just caught a sight of a.
I don't know why you did that, Jordan. I just saw you.
I just saw like.
Well, someone's got to get the party started.
I saw the full frontal view.
See, I just saw it like the white whale. It was just like the tip.
No, fuck off.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Why are you into showing so your cock mayhem. Today?
You have no right to pay out Joe Rogan if this is the quality of our show.
Wait a second. I'll get back to that in a minute. But,
it's just my
phone.
Mom. Just my mum.
Oh, I can't.
No, no.
So you don't get this anymore. It's confiscated.
I think I'm a eunuch now.
Not answering your phone to my mom.
I'm putting this between my butt
cheeks. Don't do it.
And he'll wipe.
I'm gonna start punching you. Don't, Miss Love. Stop. Turn into high school.
That was just flashing cocks, stealing phones, punching it all in the space of 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's just
Came up with the fucking sophisticated game.
Yeah, it is. You're
it's
right.
Very sophisticated, and you were wrong. Because she's not lower, she's almost exactly 5.2. So eat that fucking card.
I'm not eating all of it because I got 3 right.
No, you've got it. You've got to eat it.
That's bullshit. They're bullshit
rules.
No,
you got 2 right.
No, I got 3 right.
No,
fuck,
but
this
you
is
did
high school.
Have sex with
no, you
have
to eat all of it. No, I'm... What? I got more than 2 right.
Eat
it's
the whole
so
fucking thing.
Dry. Yeah.
Okay,
do you like the taste of it?
Yeah, what is it like?
This is the perfect music to look at Miss Love looking really sad and disappointed.
You can't just choke on it and
I'm
die.
I'm working it down.
You can't just die. You've got to finish
it. It's only slightly better than the food you'll serve at your restaurant, so it's going to take a little bit longer than to eat one of your brain curries.
Fuck. Brain curries. You know what's amazing about that? That's just fact.
This is going to have to be like a molecule. It's so dry. Yeah, but you like eating shit. Just
try
it. Just try it. Just try it.
Okay, give it to me.
Yeah, this is the new game. What tastes better, cardboard or lettuce?
I mean, Jordan, you've eaten a lot of paper and cardboard in your time. I know that's a fact. But
connoisseur.
But can you swallow that?
Yeah.
Christ.
Maybe this is just a normal snack to me. This was not a punishment.
This is Sakatar rice crackers for you. What? It's so fucking dry.
I'm sorry, I can't listen to Enya anymore. That music is just disgusting.
I'm swallowing some though. I'm not pissing out here.
What you do is you first.
No, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. It tastes like vanilla after a while.
Oh, that's because I.
Yep, that'd be the ink poisoning your blood cells. I'm imagining.
Am I hallucinating? It actually tastes heaps like vanilla.
Thing is, do you think that you're currently talking? Ida Butt Rose at the moment. Because if so, then you're not hallucinating. You are. I'm just Ida Butt Rose in drag. Wouldn't that be an amazing twist of events?
Who is that?
Another just the woman on the front of Studio 10 that's got like, I've got the same lisp as Madeline despite the fact I'm 90 years old.
Is that the one with like the brown bob that's vaguely a wog?
Who's that?
Oh, I don't know. I think she's like the editor for Women's Weekly.
I think you're thinking of your mum.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. I do always project
you,
my mom.
Love. Maybe you should stop eating.
No, I'm swallowing it. Hold on, right?
Oh, the commitment.
I swallowed a chunk. It's not good. It's a lot worse than I thought it would be. But I'm dedicated.
I love how we're constantly learning and experimenting on this podcast. And so the lesson of today is don't eat cardboard with huge amounts of ink in it.
I'm going to follow that with some fucking lettuce.
Yeah, no, you're banned from that. That's my lettuce.
Yeah, turn off my mic.
I'm just going to start calling you Mr. Spink.
So, you think that you can get away with eating one piece of lettuce without getting your butt spanked, do you?
You can see it in Mr. Spink's eyes. His name is almost Spank. All he wanted to do was beat kids. He was
shout
born in the wrong time.
Please, please get in contact with us if you're listening, Mr. Spink.
Yep. And the only way that you should get in contact, the only way I'll answer the phone, is if we press answer
bad.
On the phone, and all you hear is, he just farts into the mic.
Champ.
So what are we getting now?
We're still on air.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He had too many espressos today.
As Tony Abbott says,
good radio starts today.
Well, what was all the other ones?
It starts every day.
So let's move on to Stephen King is better than Stephen Hawking. Very popular opinion. I think this is a non... We can move on to the next one.
This is the best.
Everyone knows that.
The guy who wrote
Pet Sematary is just as much of a genius as the man who invented the idea of black holes.
Exactly, that's what it is. He invented the idea of black holes.
But even if he is, what a work of fiction as opposed to there's some aliens that live in the town and you can't tell who they are. Oh, actually, you can tell who you are. They are.
The one that's dressed like a clam with blood coming out of its mouth. That's the one.
No, but this is I came up with that segment because, first of all,
what?
My brother, who is fucking obsessed
with Hawking,
black holes and all that shit, he was legitimately depressed when he died. I'm not saying that the guy was dumb, but like any person who's appeared on the Big Bang Theory not the smartest guy on the planet. I'm just going to say that straight
what?
Up.
What? Has he done that?
Yeah, not only that.
But the Big Bang Theory is about scientists.
Shut up.
Okay, what about
it's lame.
He's appeared on John Oliver. And okay, so this is my biggest problem with this.
It's
thing.
This horrible show.
It's the best show ever made.
True. Okay, I take it back. He's right.
I hate the idea of scientists unanimously being considered geniuses. Just because it's so neutral, like it doesn't disrupt the status quo. Like no one would say, like, so I'll tell my brother, Karl Marx was a genius too. And he go like, nah, not as much as Einstein or Stephen Hawking.
I get what you're saying.
Fuck off.
Science is always equated as better as anything
it's
political.
It's so neutral. So the establishment wants you to feel that those guys are geniuses.
Yeah, who goes up?
Because who cares?
Yeah, who goes up against Stephen Hawking and be like, I can't believe he reckons black holes are real.
Yeah.
That's my middle name. You're insinuating that I'm a little bit negative. Pick it in. Get him. It doesn't happen.
Joey from Friends. Imagine if he like really contended Stephen Hawking.
Yeah. But like instead they're given like solid gold eggs.
Yeah, and
I think that's how it works.
And the stupidest one of the stupidest things that they would say about Stephen Hawking is like, well, he came up with something that was entirely new to the field. Again, mad, and that's what makes you a genius. But again, he's not the only one who fucking did it. Like, there's a lot of people that you wouldn't so easily consider geniuses that have done it in separate fields. Like, I'll give you the biggest thing.
Yeah, but he did it while also having to type out the theory with his eyeballs.
But okay, he pretended. Here's the thing. Here's the other thing.
You think it was a sham?
I reckon
playing the long con, eh?
Yeah, the long con. It was a grab for attention.
As soon as the cameras weren't on, he just turned into one of the contestants on So You Think You Can Dance. My name's Stuart.
My name's Stuart Gonzalez.
Genius of black holes and dancing to Christina Aguilera songs.
No, of course, of course he didn't. But
no,
I mean,
but, okay. Well, what about this? The fact that I understand that he was disabled and that sucks, and he had ALS, which is an extremely horrible disease. All of that, but if you are on a wheelchair, you have so much time to kill.
What do you mean?
I mean, what I mean is that if he was mobile, he'd probably have like a lot of parties to go to, and he wouldn't be concentrating that much. It makes sense that he came up with all of
right.
this.
He was bored.
Yeah, what are you going to... And like towards the
wait,
end of...
Wait, Ali, no, I'm sorry. By your theory, everyone who's a paraplegic should be a quantum physicist.
It seems rock solid to me.
I'm just saying, like, if you are...
I can't see
a
hole.
If you are
a
paraplegic, you're more likely to be a quantum physicist.
You're a fucking idiot.
Is that true?
That's such a ridiculous thought.
How about this, though? We can at least say... Like, for instance... If Chomsky died, would he get the same love? I don't know.
Nah,
he wouldn't.
No, he wouldn't, right? Because there's so many people. He's also a genius. The
exactly.
guy invented a field.
Yeah.
Like, Hawking didn't invent science.
Yeah.
No,
you're
Chomsky
really hating
almost
on him.
Invented... Like, dude, he is an extremely smart man.
Yeah.
And, like, Stephen Hawking is mad. I just hate
no, I get
all
what
of
you're
the
saying.
Love that he is getting, where there's a lot of other people that could potentially... get the same sort of love.
It probably brings the broader question of like celebrity versus actual scientific contribution. So you can have two people that are, you know, contributed just as much to the field of science, but if one...
Yeah, like the guy who invented the fat-free infuser.
Yeah.
Just for starters.
Well,
Or the guy who came up with a vaporize.
The guy who
created... Yeah, the vape.
The guy who created the
Nutribullet.
Whoever
came up with the vape.
But those guys are going to be like heralded as gods. And then Chomsky will be like, have, I mean, obviously Chomsky has a lot of influence in terms of academics and stuff, but there will be no, Ali's brother will not weep for Chomsky.
Ali's brother would not, or so many faces.
Ali's brother wouldn't know who Chomsky is.
Would he? Wouldn't he?
No, he'd know it because without he's my
Ali. True.
Yeah.
But that's, but.
But left to his own devices, the closest thing Ali's brother would know to an academic is Bill Burr.
Jesus.
Nah, his god's Carl Sagan. I'm telling you, he's into all of this
Carl
shit.
Carl Sagan's man.
He's into, like, you know, just like every guy out there, just like so much concerned about stuff that like almost doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It matters in the grand scheme of things, but what about the fact that there are people starving
exactly
in this world?
No,
maybe
I know.
Think a bit about that. And people that are like actually contributing towards that
totally,
are
yeah.
so controversial that they're not given their due respect. And neutrals like Einstein. Like, again, these guys are incredibly smart.
No,
like,
I get you.
I'm not even like 1% of these guys. But what I'm saying is that there's more people out there that have contributed to their fields. And stop being so pissy if someone says, I'm like all right with him dying. He was old. And like it's incredible that he lived so long too, you know?
It is. It's a fact. And to be fair, like it is such a thing.
I am dead, right? This is the last pod that I'm ever going to do.
No, I say way worse stuff than this
I
all
like
the time.
I like the guy. I like
No, this is not the last pod you'll ever do, but this is the end of your academic career. Right? This is your only shot now. This better fly for you, otherwise you're done.
You have a really specific niche market now of like people from specifically the town of Plano in Texas that'll follow you. Everyone else is out. No. I would have been.
I respect him so much that I would have actually cared for him just so he could come up with his theories. But I would do the same with Ricardo, for instance.
No, I get what you're saying. It's like what a stoner would say. Like a stoner would just be like, "Man, he discovered black holes. If you think about it, it's insane." Like. You can travel, if you can survive, you can travel through time, and you would be traveling through time if you didn't get shattered, your molecules didn't get shattered, could you think about it? And then you'd be like, yeah, that is amazing. And then it'd be like a silence, you'd be like, dude, have you heard about this guy that created a swing, which I think is the thing I saw, it's like a swing that kids in African villages go on, and then it just pumps water out of a main from like 10 kilometers away, so they don't actually have to work to bring water up, they just go on a swing, and they'd be like, you're really boring me, dude.
I get it.
But
the point is,
he wasn't in a wheelchair. Yeah, and that's what you're saying. It's like, how about we equate? Obviously, it's amazing, but let's.
Okay, so if we're talking about geniuses, right? We're strictly focused on the mind here. Everything else is a separate argument altogether at this point. If we're talking about like a genius, we're just literally looking at the brain and saying we're comparing one brain to the other. Stephen Hawking had a massive brain, but there are others who also had pretty big brains.
I wouldn't say that. I'd say he's the Usain Bolt of brain, surely.
Why?
Someone who's a quantum physicist is definitely going to be smarter than someone who's a linguist.
Because he appeared on John Oliver?
Well, that was my main argument. Now I'm going to have to reschedule it and make it sound like slightly smarter than that.
Well, do it now.
But I think, it's definitely a thing of, you can look into this.
Oh, my God.
No,
look
no,
at this.
You're not getting answered.
Oh, okay, that is Miss Love's fault. I thought that Jordan's fault started drinking.
Mom, sorry.
Can it stop being needy women calling Miss Love consistently?
Hey, come on. You know how that is. that's all of our lives. Come on.
Yeah, that's never going to stop happening.
That's every 27-year-old's life.
Is it every girl's life?
No, every girl's life is...
Yeah, their mums don't give a shit about their daughters,
do they? No, they get left alone. It's beautiful.
No, how do you know that? Of course they get calls.
No.
So do you think all mums...
Yeah, but not constantly just being like, I just thought you were dead because I just honestly don't think you can look after yourself at 28.
So do you know what Woolworths is?
I just need to get through.
Hey, are you available today? No, I'm not available. But I've got blue swimmer crab. I know, but I told you that I definitely can't make it. Did you hear what I'm cooking? Anyway, no, your career's not over, Ali. It's a fair point.
I'm just like, this is like my entire news feed was filled with Stephen Hawking stuff
and
for
it pissed 2 you
days.
Off. Pissed you off.
And it kind of like, it got to me a little bit. I was a little sad, but at the same time, not that sad. I mean,
put it this way, at least he's getting that much notoriety when you know, if one of the Kardashians died, I think the global economy would crash. It'd be that big a deal. So at least that guy is getting that. Like, it's not a competition.
Yeah, he deserves respect. He deserves a lot, but not. He is literally He was considered to be the smartest man on planet Earth, right?
Was he?
Before he passed away.
I did not know.
I'm just saying that's a debatable point.
I don't think it is.
Ooh.
I think that if you're a quantum physicist, purely by the work that you're doing, because it's so theoretical, and it's just essentially, okay, Noam Chomsky wrote his theory of linguistics in English, and he wrote, like, his books on foreign policy in English. Stephen Hawking pretty much had to write his theories out in algebra.
Really?
Yeah, because he was good at that, you know?
I don't think it's... You can't really equate this. This is the same thing as, like, people on...
You ask him to write jokes about, like, the Liberal Party, and I'm sure he'll find it a bit difficult.
No, he was funny as shit.
Was he?
Stephen Hawking had it all.
Ah, shit!
You know
he was a triple threat.
He was funny as shit?
He was even good
because
at dancing.
Because no one expected him to be funny. That's why he was funny as shit.
Reason why Chomsky's funny.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But he's
not,
like, the funniest man on planet Earth.
No,
having said
that,
though, he's funnier than 99% of comedians on Netflix.
Yeah, because... well, that's...
Really?
That's,
he was that good?
He was that good. Name me anyone on Netflix who's good. Every single one of them is just like, hey, it worked for Dave Chappelle, so I'm going to say it. White people. It's just going to be called that. The show's going to be called White People.
But I wouldn't have thought he's funnier than Dave Chappelle.
Oh, right. You win this round.
it's all
cardboard that I've been secretly wanting to eat the whole
time. He used to eat paper in school, man.
No, look. Okay, look.
What do you mean, used to?
Sorry.
I'll try
I'm doing
to,
it right now.
Sorry.
I'll still try to,
voluntarily.
Like, you know. Okay, so I think I still want a career. So I'll accept the fact that he was a genius. And
I still want a career.
You were the one that told me about this experiment.
I'm with you, Ollie.
Remember when they tried to find out who was the best genius and they put in like a chess player, someone who's mad at dancing? Yeah, they're going to win. Don't you reckon, like, just Tim-O-Matic versus, like, a quantum physicist?
Yeah,
and the quantum physicist won. But he lost in a few things. He was really, really good at, he was good at puzzles because that's what he did for a living. Like, he was incredibly good. I say but overall.
But don't you think he probably would have been better at chess than the master chess player?
Maybe at chess, but he wouldn't have been. So they also needed to do, like, other shit. Like, for example, like, paint some abstract thing. And, like, the nuclear physicist was just, like, making extremely childish pictures of, like, sick men. Ugh. So you just go, like, oh, okay, so that's definitely not your field.
As if this but I mean, unlocking the secrets of the universe, being good at making caricatures of people, I see how they're on par.
I reckon the smartest person in the world is just some, like, as if it's not some, like, Korean woman who lives in some temple in the forest and just speaks one word a year, and it's to say kimchi or something.
Wise,
how come, like,
not
smart.
All
the smartest people on the earth are scientists. Or physical scientists.
Why
is
V
all
smart?
Of them are scientists.
Because their whole job is to discover new things.
Yeah, but dude, there's, like, a lot of things that...
There isn't really.
I mean, besides science.
What else does there? Like, look,
I'm just as smart.
All I'm saying is that all,
Big Mac
this
ones.
Is the point that I'm talking about with the defunding of science under the Liberal
Let's go
Party.
Into it. Let's segue.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, it's the ideal time. However, let's talk about Stephen Hawking not being as good as Stephen King, which was the real point of this segment.
Okay, look, Stephen Hawking is clearly better than Stephen King.
Well, that's your opinion.
That was a clickbait.
Clickbait.
Was it to me? Oh my God, I've been fished in.
You
got triggered.
You've been catfished. You've been catfished.
This is the first time George got triggered by me a little bit.
Ali's actually a woman. So many bombshells. All right, yeah. So basically, this is what I'm saying. All of human advancement results on scientists. Political theorists, all of these people. Chomsky would not be able to write his theories if nobody came up with a fucking, what I imagine he uses, typewriter. Bingo. And of course, messenger pigeons. The scientists had to figure out that you can train them.
Yes.
What I'm saying is that everything that everyone else leeches off of is made by these brave pioneers. Throughout history, that are the people that have made every huge advancement that we all leech off of and then start finding other ways to use it. But they have to come up with fucking Wi-Fi or planes to begin with.
It's a fair
and
point.
And that requires a huge amount of imagination and just cranial capacity. Just imagine something that isn't there and go, okay, well, how do we make that? That's their job. And then their other part of their job is to just do random shit until something like off cut happens, and then they go like, oh yeah, that's mad, penicillin.
Yeah, it's a value job. I like the fact that they exist.
And what I'm saying is, that is more important than Noam Chomsky going, okay, so the theory on linguistics, yes, then it's not actually that you're taught language. Language is part of the voice box. It's like, that's interesting, but it's not as important to me as this microphone.
No,
sorry.
But okay, right, so all of our entire histories, advancement has been of the body and what is outside of us. Not many people have researched on what goes through our head. And Chomsky wasn't just talking about voice boxes. He was talking about like cognitive abilities, how we can learn things, how Stephen Hawking, for instance, learned what he learned. You know, like exactly how does the dynamics of that work? That's an incredibly important thing too. But again, no one really gives a shit about that because it didn't give you free Wi-Fi. You know?
Yeah. Fair enough. That Jesus is the other reason why Christ. I care.
I don't know.
But then again, yeah. Stephen Hawking, you're right. The things that he came up with have zero... No, but this is the thing. It probably will have huge impacts 300 years down the track if he's just like, there are such things as black holes. And there will be one scientist in the future that comes up with a way of using that black holes to travel from one end to the universe to the other. To get cheaper Big Macs. Yeah, it goes into a parallel universe where Big Macs are 7 cents cheaper.
Shake your fries.
He uses an entire black hole for that. But on the way back, he's like, shit, I'm out of gas.
Were planes were invented by engineers, though, right? Like, the Wright brothers, not...
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like,
but you classify them as scientists.
No, well, you classify them as scientists. So they depended on some certain scientific discoveries.
Of course. Like, so they're all linked.
That point does have some merit to it. I'm not saying, like, get rid of scientists. I'm just saying, like, they're just part of our...
How good would it be, the Pakistani guy just being like, it is an abomination.
It's like, you know, it's like the human body. Certain parts are important. Like, for example, you could say scientists are... You know, the brains. Mm. It's an extremely important thing. But so is the heart, you know.
That's a good analogy, actually. We all need each other.
And so is the dick.
What's the dick? The sewage?
Nah, I stand by. Science is the brain, though.
Science is the brain. But I'm saying, like, the heart's important,
political
too.
Theory is the hat, probably, right?
And I don't know if science is the brain. Science actually might be the heart.
It depends who you ask. If you ask any Telegraph reader what political theory is, they'd be like, it's the arsehole. Am I right? Still, but it all does is... fucking spout shit.
The cock.
Good point.
The cock is fly fishing. The industry of fly fishing. It's a small
it's
industry.
A rod. Isn't it? What's the nose?
Floristry.
Floristry.
Horticulture.
A whole sense.
Horticulture. 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 That's what I meant. Horticulture.
All right, what are the eyes? Kim Kardashian's ass.
The eyes are...
The eyes are Tara Reid.
That's eyes. Eyes are journalists.
God.
I really don't want to devote these shitty occupations to really vital parts of the body.
Well, you could live without eyes.
Don't you reckon journalist is just one blood cell?
Yeah.
That's it.
Journalist is the pinky.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Captains of industry, what are they?
What's that? Captains.
And then we'll move on.
The captains of industry.
So someone like Jamie Packer.
Oh,
maybe that's a dick.
They're the hands, aren't they?
Yeah.
The hands?
All right,
hands.
We can move on. No, hands are tradies.
Yeah. What are comedians? I bet comedians are just the ass.
The mouth.
The feet.
The ass.
The ass.
Fair enough.
The feet, because it's just the whole...
It provides cushion.
So much of the career is just sludge, like, trudging through shit.
Comedians?
Yeah, how
yeah,
much
comedians,
would
comedians, not coal on. Miners. Like, it's yeah, a pretty...
I reckon
coal... No, it's worse. It's way worse. Being embarrassed in front of some people
yeah,
that will
yeah,
forget
yeah,
who
worse,
you are.
Worse than the black lung. All right, I'll,
and
I'll,
Will Colvin, our friend that did the hedge fund song, is the soul of humanity.
Absolutely,
no debate. All right, I take everything back that I said. Please don't.
Miss Love is the stubbly beard of humanity.
So unrequired. Just
no,
shave.
I'm the kebab. I'm the like specifically getting a kebab between 1 and 3 of society.
Okay, so you're a half-digested kebab in someone's stomach at 5 a.m.
Yes.
All right, Ollie. Are you gonna spin us a yarn of the old country?
Yeah, I'm gonna backtrack now.
No, dude, own it. It wasn't that contentious. I was pro-Trump for ages.
No, but like,
yeah, saying there are more people that deserve accolade should be less contentious than saying that Trump is the only person that deserves accolade.
Yeah. He deserves more.
I don't think you understand. He was on The Apprentice for 15 seasons.
He was number one for like...
Celebrity Apprentice.
He was number one for 9 months. Possibly 10. That is a contentious time. That is a contentious time.
He was number one as long as it took me to read Death of the Witch.
So we've got. Say,
finish it and we
so
can talk.
Can we? Okay, we're gonna do a vote real quick because I think we have time for only one more segment.
Okay.
Would you want to do? Is Stephen Smith a cheat or just a desperate winner? Or Tales of Pakistan? Adib gets dogs.
I mean, I always want to hear of the old tale. I just whenever you tell one of those tales, I think of Aladdin, and I'm really happy. So like, I want to.
This one's like pretty fucked though, but
yeah, that's hell right. Yeah, it's a pod.
Yeah, just a warning to everybody out there. If you thought Dumbo was sad,
yeah,
just turn off now.
Yeah.
Wait, so Jordan, would you want to go for Tales of Pakistan or Steve Smith?
You know what my vote is. Not this story.
He's a cricket enthusiast, but maybe he can.
Yeah, on top of that, I know that cricket, you smack a ball with a bat. That's about it, and I would prefer to talk about that.
That's pretty much it. Jesus.
All right, so Tales of Pakistan it is. So
unanimously voted in.
Unanimously voted. So Adib is a guy who, if you've just started listening to the pod, we introduce him.
What do you mean? I don't know who he is. Anyway,
how do you not know?
Can
who
you
he
please
is?
Listen to the thing you're on?
This is crazy, Bislav.
Just at least for feedback.
Adib is just a ridiculous man.
Okay.
He's extremely rich. He's basically
with $1 billion.
Dude. I remember him.
Yilmaz.
Holy shit.
Okay, that might go straight into the editing pile.
You're going to have to beep that out for your own bottom dollar's sake, I should hope.
I'm not going to because it's your... No, I'll do it.
Damn. Bombshells here
now
today.
I'm going to have to turn off Miss Love's mic.
That's my microphone.
No, it's me. All right, go on.
So Adib is basically just like a really rich Yilmaz. So Adib gets dogs. Now, because he wants dogs to show off and not to actually care for them, he just gets these massive...
Same reason as Miss Love.
German shepherds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
He gets these massive German shepherds.
I've got three dogs.
Yeah.
And
wait, does he live in District 9?
He lives in District 9. He's got a massive house.
What's
in
it actually called again?
It's called Defense Housing Authority.
To give you an idea of how rich this is.
Defense Housing Authority. I know I say this every time, but can we take a minute to recognize how incredible it is? A minute's silence starting now.
Okay. A moment of silence.
You fucked it, Miss.
I'm sorry.
I was going to wait the whole minute.
I know you were going to, but it was...
So much more tape to kill.
Go on.
But to give you an idea of how rich this man is for new listeners, he owns a skyscraper. This is a man that couldn't pick tiles for 6 months. Every time Ali's brother rang him up and said, do you want to hang out? He goes, I can't. I'm on a really important job. What, are you picking the design of the tiles for your bathroom again? Yeah, you don't understand how tough it is. All he had to do was say that one.
Oh, my God.
And then his servants would have done the rest. It took him 6 months.
And at one time, for this tile story...
Are you serious?
He would just wake up at 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. and the shop would close at 6 p.m. So he'd always miss it.
And this would be me if I had that
much
money.
One time, he goes to the shop and he sees the guy just closing up. So he's like... I really need you to open the shop again for me. And he goes like, oh, I actually just closed. He's like, no, I've got this massive order for you. Just open your shop again. So this guy, he looks at the car and he goes like, oh, this guy like seems actually pretty rich. So he goes like, all right, fine, I'll open the shop. He opens the shop, looks around for 2 hours, pick anything, goes home and still has it.
What a fucking legend!
What a
legend!
Yeah, it's just
tales from Pakistan.
Ridiculous man.
We have to go.
So again, this man is easily the most incompetent boob in the world. He's just a fat Mr. Bean Yilmaz, and he owns a skyscraper in Dubai that they bought at the absolute property boom. It crashed, and then they went, oh, no, we don't have any money anymore. Kept the skyscraper. There's no tenants in it. It's just standing in the middle of Dubai.
What?
And then goes, money's tight, you don't understand. And then all of his brothers, including him, went out and bought Lexus four-wheel drives the next day.
Yeah, and he's showing it off, and he's like, look at this. I'm like, dude, I thought you were broke. He's like, no, sort no, like, broke. Like I am, but this is different.
He's Trump.
But this is
That's
different.
Insane. But to be fair, that empty skyscraper is pretty much Sydney now.
Yeah, it is. So he decides, so this story should be reported to PETA. But so what so he gets these dogs, he gets two German shepherds. They're massive. They don't like him. They just keep barking at him.
Oh,
so
God.
He tells his
Why
servants.
Why do rich people always get German shepherds?
Because they're dumb cunts.
Because release the hounds. That's
right. Release the hounds. And course. Also, like, German shepherds require, like, really long walks, and none of them do it.
Of course.
They just look good,
I guess.
That's
all of Lithgow.
Anyway, so he gets dogs, right? And so what he does is he goes on vacations to, like, England or something with his entire family.
Mm-hmm.
For 2 months, forgets about the dogs.
No.
Like, totally, like,
Jordan,
it skips
hold your
his
breath.
Mind.
In fact, Jordan, just put your hands over your ears. I don't want you to hear this.
Completely.
It's too late. My innocence has been shattered.
So he goes to England. He's having fun. Still doesn't remember that he has two dogs at home. Comes back home.
No.
And the dogs are just, like, bone structures.
Oh.
And they're still alive. They're going crazy. So he wants to take them to the vet, and he actually, like, gives them some food, but they're going so insane that they just run out of the house. And he, at this point, he just goes, like, all right, just, he tells the servant, just, like, let them go. So they go away.
Fuck.
2 hours later, their servants are looking for the dogs. Now, there is a graveyard that is pretty close to the house.
Oh, no.
So about, like, 2 or 3 blocks away from the house.
He dug up his auntie, didn't he?
They find the dogs, they come back and they've got human remains in their mouth. They've got bones and shit. And they come in, then they feed them and they're just insane. Take them to the vet and the vet's like, dude, these dogs are fucked. Like, we've got to put them down. Like, they can't recover now. They've gone 2 months without food and they're batshit crazy at the moment.
And that's why Stephen King is better than Stephen Hawking.
Oh, my
That's just the story. That's just Pet Cemetery.
I'm going to go rethink some basic thoughts, some basic morals, landing on
this
a high.
The same guy who used to push people.
Fuck, this is worse than Brothers Grimm.
I'm going to go hug my dog for a year. Jesus.
Yeah, but
as Bed also missed officers coming. Oh, fuck, I forgot to feed him.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, that's so accurate.
All right. We'll see you next week, guys.
Yeah.
On that note.
See ya.
On that note, what a great pod.
Bye.